Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Deborah Becker, how are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you, Daryl?
I'm doing all right. Seems we got some serious news to get into. You are a WBUR senior correspondent, and you have been following the resignation of U.S. Attorney from Massachusetts, Rachel Rollins. She submitted her resignation to President Joe Biden on Friday, and this is just a year and a half into her appointment. And she announced this resignation last week ahead of the release of two federal investigations that detail multiple allegations of her abusing her power in federal office. So, Deb, take us back and tell us what happened.
Yeah. Big story. So Tuesday, Rollins announced that she was submitting her resignation as the top federal law enforcement official in Massachusetts. Her attorney issued a statement that said Rollins didn't want to be a distraction to the office as she was facing ethics investigations, and the reports on those investigations were about to be released.
And so these reports come out. What did we learn from them, right? How serious are these allegations?
The reports were scathing. I mean, initially, Daryl, folks thought that she was going to get in trouble for attending a political fundraiser and having her picture taken.
That seems to be the incident that kicked it off.
That's right. She went to a fundraiser in Andover, Massachusetts, where First Lady Jill Biden was speaking, and she went in for about 20 minutes, and U.S. attorneys are not supposed to be involved in any type of political activity. So there were questions raised about her appearance then. Folks started looking into it. The investigation got broader. These reports were released on Wednesday. And yes, very, very scathing.
Okay, so that's the start, right? What else is in this report?
Yeah, it was the other things in the reports that really were the problem. One report was from the Office of Inspector General, the other from the Office of Special Counsel, and they cited several alleged ethics violations, saying that Rollins was actively engaging in politics, despite a law that prohibits U.S. attorneys from either being involved or even appearing to be involved in politics. Mm-hmm. I would say, Daryl, perhaps the most serious were findings that Rollins was helping Boston City Councilor Ricardo Arroyo, who was a candidate in the race for the Suffolk County District Attorney seat last year. Now, Rollins had left that position to become U.S. Attorney. The federal investigators found Rollins tried to leak damaging information about Arroyo's opponent in that race, Suffolk County D.A. Kevin Hayden, who won the election, beat Arroyo. The reports say that Rollins initially also lied about her involvement. She first denied being the source of the leaks to try to harm Hayden, but her text messages later confirmed her involvement.
And now folks are calling for Arroyo to step down from the city council. What are some of the concerns there? You know, what does this mean for him?
Well, as you mentioned, folks have asked for his resignation because he was actively seeking her advice. In the reports, they say that in a two-month period leading up to last year's primary election, there were almost 400 text messages exchanged between Arroyo and Rollins. And she was serving as his de facto campaign advisor. And the messages indicate that Arroyo was completely aware of tactics being used to try to harm his opponent in the race, Kevin Hayden, who was the victor in the Suffolk County DA's race. So it was real dirty politicking going on.
So her appointment to U.S. attorney was pretty significant, right? Why was she picked for this role? What was it about her?
Well, I think Rachel Rollins really got a national profile, right, as being among this group of the nation's so-called progressive prosecutors. And she really worked toward reform. She had the so-called list of 15, which were minor crimes that she said her office wouldn't automatically prosecute because they might signify that there were other issues going on that might be addressed in systems other than the criminal legal system. So she had a very different approach. She wanted to reduce mass incarceration. She wanted to deal with racial disparities in the criminal legal system. And her record in Suffolk County, crime went down. And folks looked at her and her policies and thought, yes, she might be sometimes very outspoken, I guess is a way to say it. But she was getting results. And she was the first Black woman to serve in that role. And I think folks really had high hopes for what she might do on the federal level.
Okay, so Rollins has been a controversial figure for some. And Republican Senator Tom Cotton is actually the person who called for an investigation after Rollins attended that political fundraiser. Do I have that right?
That's right. He was the one who initially called for the investigation into her attendance at the fundraiser with First Lady Jill Biden. And Cotton was very vociferous in his opposition to her nomination, to confirming it when it went before the Senate. And the vote couldn't have been closer, Daryl. It was tied twice, and Vice President Kamala Harris had to break the tie before Rachel Rollins got the nod to become U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
A gruesome scandal at the nation's most prestigious university shines a light on a macabre and lucrative world of buying and selling human remains.
Human body parts taken by a manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue and then sold to customers online.
So my first skull is right there on the top shelf. That's my first and my favorite.
I'm reporter Allie Jarmani, and this story raises some tough questions. How should we treat the dead? And who gets to decide?
There should be some middle ground where we treat deceased tissues differently than we treat old refrigerators.
This is Postmortem, The Stolen Bodies of Harvard, a new season of WBUR's Last Scene. Listen and follow Last Scene wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Like I said before, Rachel Rollins is a controversial figure for some people, right? And with this being politics, her being a U.S. attorney, her going to a political fundraiser, and her intervening in a political campaign, you know, Ricardo Arroyo's run for Suffolk County DA, I wonder if this situation that Rollins finds herself in, is it purely a result of her actions being unethical, according to these reports, or that she just happened to get caught allegedly doing what others have always done?
No, these are very, very serious allegations. Mm-hmm. You know, she could have faced criminal charges. The reports say DOJ declined to prosecute, but Rollins was found to have lied under oath to federal investigators. She's the top law enforcement official in the state of Massachusetts. And I spoke with former federal prosecutor Brad Bailey, and he said even the underlings, the very low-level, you know, assistant prosecutors were very well trained about the laws against any kind of political activity. He said he recalled prosecutors and assistant prosecutors not even being allowed to have a bumper sticker on their car for a local political official. And so between the lying under oath and leaking potentially sensitive DOJ materials to the media, trying to influence a local election, those are pretty big deals. I'm going to play a bit of tape from former federal prosecutor Brad Bailey. Here he is.
You can't actively engage in a partisan campaign for political office. That includes fundraising. That includes giving political and campaign advice. And when you look at what is alleged here and what the inspector general found, that was violated on all sorts of levels and in all sorts of ways.
Mm.
So basically, Daryl, he's saying, you know, these are really, really serious charges against the former federal top law enforcement official in the state who, yes, gets the job. It's a political appointment by the president and has to be confirmed by the Senate, but it's supposed to be completely free of politics once that person is prosecuting cases.
How has Rollins responded to all of this?
Well, her attorney released a statement calling some of the things in the reports minor process fouls and saying that Rollins decided not to litigate these so as not to continue to overwhelm the U.S. Attorney's Office in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. And so what happens now?
Well, that's a good question. She could face possible sanctions or some type of action to her license to practice law in Massachusetts.
She can get disbarred.
She could. She could get disbarred, or there are lower sanctions than disbarment, suspensions, being admonished. That's a very lengthy process, and it remains confidential for quite some time. But she does, she certainly does face some sort of potential sanctions for her license to practice law in Massachusetts because these are serious allegations. And where she goes from here, it's really not clear.
Any idea who will replace her?
Well, as is typical practice, if a U.S. attorney leaves for whatever reason, their first assistant takes over, and that's what's expected to happen. Josh Levy is the first assistant in the Massachusetts U.S. Attorney's Office, and he's expected to be at the helm until there's a new appointment from the president.
You know, one thing I'm thinking about here, too, is what this all means for this movement of progressive prosecutors locally and nationally. You know, is this a big loss?
I think it is. Although I also think Rachel Rollins had to tone down some of her progressive prosecutor activities once she took on the federal role. She wasn't in the limelight as much. I think that overall, the progressive prosecutor movement has seen some losses, I guess, is probably the best way to put it, nationally. And even locally, folks who ran as progressive prosecutors or even slightly more liberal than incumbents in last year's election in Massachusetts, they didn't win. So where the progressive prosecutor movement goes from here, or perhaps it's just evolving into something different, is still something that remains to be seen.
Well, Deb, Thank you so very much for coming through to The Common.
All right. Thank you, Daryl.
That's WBUR senior correspondent Deborah Becker. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. Let us know what you think about this whole thing with Rachel Rollins. Hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon. You can also send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.